assorted faces before her until she found Verity.
"Where do you need to be next period?" she asked.
"IT."
"You can be a few minutes late. Get out now and get dry. Come and see me when you've dressed. I'll be in my room."
Verity nodded, exiting the showers to a flurry of whispers and stifled giggles. Alison Decker was a serious-looking woman. Verity supposed you had to be to run a PE department. Every day, she wore black Ron Hill running pants and a school-issue sweatshirt with her name emblazoned across the back, as though she were on a netball tour. She did used to play for Cumbria. Verity liked her. She was straightforward. You knew where you were with her. Not like the vague, flaky dance teacher whom the girls approached when they had a problem, or the blonde, bobbed, overstyled woman they hired to coach tennis during the summer term. That woman had a sneaky way about her, and the students always felt as though she was listening in on their conversations. Alison Decker was too busy to eavesdrop, and frankly, she couldn't care less what the girls were saying. They were students. They were meant to be organized, disciplined, and exercised. She did not want to know about their personal lives, which made her the perfect choice to administer